One of the easiest things one can do is to fall into it. Yesterday, Genaro and I wanted to give you a quick example of that lateral shift. That was why we walked to your assemblage point. But any person can reach that storehouse by simply stopping his internal dialogue. If the shift is minimal, the results are explained as fantasies of the mind. If the shift is considerable, the results are called hallucinations. I asked him to explain the act of walking the assemblage point. He said that once warriors have attained inner silence by stopping their internal dialogue, the sound of the gate of power, more than the sight of it, is what traps their assemblage points. The rhythm of muffled steps instantly catches the alignment force of the emanations inside the cocoon, which has been disconnected by inner silence. That force hooks itself immediately to the edges of the band, he went on. On the right edge, we find endless visions of physical activity, violence, killing, sensuality. On the left edge, we find spirituality, religion, God. Genaro and I walked your assemblage point to both edges so as to give you a complete view of that human junk pile. Don Juan restated, as if on second thought, that one of the most mysterious aspects of the seer's knowledge is the incredible effects of inner silence. He said that once inner silence is attained, the bonds that tie the assemblage point to the particular spot where it is placed begin to break, and the assemblage point is free to move. He said that the movement ordinarily is toward the left, that such a directional preference is a natural reaction of most human beings, but that there are seers who can direct that movement to positions below the customary spot where the point is located. The new seers call that shift the shift below. Seers also suffer accidental shifts below, he went on. The assemblage point doesn't remain there long, and that's fortunate because that is the place of the beast. To go below is counter to our interest, although the easiest thing to do. Don Juan also said that among the many errors of judgment the old seers had committed, one of the most grievous was moving their assemblage points to the immeasurable area below, which made them experts at adopting animal forms. They chose different animals as their point of reference and called those animals their Nagual. They believed that by moving their assemblage points to specific spots, they would acquire the characteristics of the animal of their choice, its strength or wisdom or cunning or agility or ferocity. Don Juan assured me that there are many dreadful examples of such practices even among the seers of our day. The relative facility with which the assemblage point of man moves toward any lower position poses a great temptation to seers, especially to those whose inclination leans toward that end. It is the duty of a Nagual, therefore, to test his warriors. He told me then that he had put me to the test by moving my assemblage point to a position below while I was under the influence of a power plant. He then guided my assemblage point until I could isolate the crow's band of emanations, which resulted in my changing into a crow. I again asked Don Juan the question I had asked him dozens of times. I wanted to know whether I had physically turned into a crow or had merely thought and felt like one. He explained that a shift of the assemblage point to the area below always results in a total transformation. He added that if the assemblage point moves beyond a crucial threshold, the world vanishes. It ceases to be what it is to us at man's level. He conceded that my transformation was indeed horrifying by any standards. My reaction to that experience proved to him that I had no leanings toward that direction. Had it not been that way, I would have had to employ enormous energy in order to fight off a tendency to remain in that area below, which some seers find more comfortable. He further said that an unwitting downshift occurs periodically to every seer, but that such a downshift becomes less and less frequent as their assemblage points move farther toward the left. Every time it occurs, however, the power of a seer undergoing it diminishes considerably. It is a drawback that takes time and great effort to correct. Those lapses make seers extremely morose and narrow-minded, he continued, and in certain cases, extremely rational. How can seers avoid those downshifts? I asked.
It all depends on the warrior, he said. Some of them are naturally inclined to indulge in their quirks. Yourself, for instance. They are the ones who are hard hit. For those like you, I recommend a 24-hour vigil of everything they do. Disciplined men or women are less prone to that kind of shift. For those, I would recommend a 23-hour vigil.
He looked at me with shiny eyes and laughed. Female seers have downshifts more often than males, he said, but they are also capable of bouncing out of that position with no effort at all, while males linger dangerously in it. He also said that women seers have an extraordinary capacity to make their assemblage points hold on to any position in the area below. Men cannot. Men have sobriety and purpose, but very little talent. That is the reason why a Nagual must have 8 women seers in his party. Women give the impulse to cross the immeasurable vastness of the unknown. Together with that natural capacity, or as a consequence of it, women have a most fierce intensity. They can, therefore, reproduce an animal form with flair, ease, and a matchless ferocity.
If you think about scary things, he continued, about something unnameable lurking in the darkness, you're thinking, without knowing it, about a woman seer holding a position in the immeasurable area below. True horror lies right there. If you ever find an aberrant woman seer, run for the hills.
I asked him whether other organisms were capable of shifting their assemblage points.
Their points can shift, he said, but the shift is not a voluntary thing with them.
Is the assemblage point of other organisms also trained to appear where it does? I asked.
Every newborn organism is trained one way or another, he replied. We may not understand how their training is done. After all, we don't even understand how it is done to us. But seers see that the newborn are coaxed to do what their kind does. That's exactly what happens to human infants. Seers see their assemblage points shifting every